There's the sound of a man shifting in his seat. A minute passes. 1:21:13. Captain. Really sleepy. First officer. Of course. Then comes one of the most critical moments in the flight. The first officer decides to speak up. First officer. Don't you think it rains more in this area here? The first officer must have thought long and hard before making that comment. He was not flying in the easy collegiality of Surin Ratwadi's cockpit. Among Korean Air flight crews, the expectation on layovers was that the junior officers would attend to the captain to the point of making him dinner or purchasing him gifts. As one Korean Air pilot puts it, the sensibility in many of the airline's cockpits was that the captain is in charge and does what he wants, when he likes, how he likes, and everyone else sits quietly and does nothing. In the Delta report on Korean Air that was posted anonymously on the internet, one of the auditors tells a story of sitting in on a Korean Air flight where the first officer got confused while listening to air traffic control and mistakenly put the plane on a course intended for another plane. The flight engineer picked up something was wrong but said nothing. First officer was also not happy but said nothing. Despite good visual conditions, crew did not look out and see that current heading would not bring them to the airfield. Finally, the plane's radar picks up the mistake, and then comes the key sentence. Captain hit first officer with the back of his hand for making the error. Hit him with the back of his hand? When the three pilots all met that evening at Kimpo for their pre-flight preparation, the first officer and the engineer would have bowed to the captain. They would all have then shaken hands. "It is first time to meet you," the co-pilot might have said, respectfully. The Korean language has no less than 6 different levels of conversational address, depending on the relationship between the addressee and the addressor: formal deference, informal deference, blunt, familiar, intimate, and plain. The first officer would not have dared to use one of the more intimate or familiar forms when he addressed the captain. This is a culture in which enormous attention is paid to the relative standing of any two people in a conversation. The Korean linguist Ho Min Seon writes, "At a dinner table, a lower-ranking person must wait until a higher-ranking person sits down and starts eating, while the reverse does not hold true. One does not smoke in the presence of a social superior. When drinking with a social superior, the subordinate hides his glass and turns away from the superior. In greeting a social superior, though not an inferior, a Korean must bow. A Korean must rise when an obvious social superior appears on the scene, and he cannot pass in front of an obvious social superior. All social behavior and actions are conducted in the order of seniority or ranking. As the saying goes, there is order even to drinking cold water." So, when the first officer says, "Don't you think it rains more in this area here?" we know what he means by that. He means, "Captain, you have committed us to a visual approach with no backup plan, and the weather outside is terrible. You think that we will break out of the clouds in time to see the runway, but what if we don't? It's pitch black outside and pouring rain, and the glide scope is down." But he can't say that. He hints, and in his mind, he said as much as he can to a superior. The first officer will not mention the weather again. It is just after that moment that the plane, briefly, breaks out of the clouds, and off in the distance the pilots see lights. "Is it Guam?" the flight engineer asks. Then, after a pause, he says, "It's Guam, Guam." The captain chuckles. "Good." But it isn't good. It's an illusion. They've come out of the clouds for a moment, but they're still 20 miles from the airport, and there's an enormous amount of bad weather still ahead of them. The flight engineer knows this because it is his responsibility to track the weather. So now he decides to speak up.